I'm Lewis Weston, and this is Very British. Happy Father's Day to all of you celebrating Father's Day today. It is Father's Day here in the UK on the day that this episode releases, the 16th of June 2019. And also, I believe, in the US and Canada. And there's also loads of other countries that celebrate Father's Day today, so happy Father's Day if you're celebrating. Today I am talking about something as American as apple pie. I know it's kind of a change of tradition for this show, but sometimes you've gotta branch out, you know? So, apple pie isn't actually American. Yeah. Apple pie actually originated in Britain. The first written apple pie recipe goes way back to 1381 in the UK. It was printed by Geoffrey Chaloner and included apples, figs, raisins, pears, and pastry. Apple pie was brought to America by the English, alongside the Dutch and the Swedish, during the 17th and the 18th century. The apple pie had to wait for the planting of European varieties that was brought across the Atlantic to become fruit-bearing apple trees, to be selected for their cooking qualities, as there were no native apples in America at the time except crab apples, which yielded very small and sour fruit. In the meantime, the colonists were more likely to make their pies or pasties from a meat, calling them coffins, meaning basket, rather than fruit. And the main use for apples, once they were available, was cider, of course. However, there are American apple pie recipes, both manuscript and printed, from the 18th century, and it has since become a very popular dessert in America. So, now you know the truth about where apple pie comes from. Here is how to make the ultimate apple pie. It'll be ready in 2.5 hours. It'll take a bit of effort. It's certainly not an easy dish. And this recipe serves 8 people. For your ingredients list, you need, for the filling, 1 kilogram of Bramley apples, which, interestingly enough, were first grown in Nottinghamshire in the UK in 1809. To go alongside that, you need 140 grams of golden caster sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, 3 tablespoons of flour. And for the pastry, you need 225 grams of butter at room temperature, 50 grams of golden caster sugar, plus some extra, 2 eggs, 350 grams of plain flour, preferably organic, but if you can't get that, don't worry, and softly whipped cream to serve, or ice cream, or custard, or whatever you want to serve it with. So if you want to make this yourself, hopefully now you have got all your ingredients, you're in your kitchen, you've washed your hands, and you've got everything ready to go. Because here is your method. Step 1. Put a layer of paper towels and a large baking sheet. Quarter, core, peel, and slice the apples into about 5mm thick. and lay them evenly on the baking sheet. Put paper towels on top and set aside while you make and chill the pastry. So for the pastry, you need to beat the butter and sugar together in a large bowl until it's just mixed. Break in a whole egg and a yolk, but make sure you save the white for glazing later. Beat together for just under a minute. It'll look a bit like scrambled egg. Now, work in the flour with a wooden spoon a third at a time until it's beginning to clump up. Then finish gathering it together with your hands. Gently work the dough into a ball, wrap it in cling film, and chill it for 45 minutes. Now, mix the 140 grams or 5 ounces of sugar, the cinnamon, and the flour for the filling in a bowl that is large enough to take the apples later. After the pastry has chilled, heat the oven to 190 degrees Celsius for fan, 170 degrees Celsius, and or gas mark 5. Lightly beat the egg white with a fork and cut off a third of the pastry and keep it wrapped while you roll out the rest. And use this to line a pie tin. Around about 20 to 22 centimetres round and 4 centimetres deep, leaving a slight overhang. Roll the remaining third that you saved from earlier to a circle around about 28 centimetres in diameter. Pat the apples dry with kitchen paper and tip them into the bowl with the cinnamon sugar mix. Give a quick mix with your hands and immediately pile high to the pastry lined tin. Brush a little water around the pastry rim and lay the pastry lid over the apples, pressing the edges together to seal them. Trim the edge with a sharp knife and make 5 little slashes on top of the lid for the steam to escape. Brush it with all of the egg white and sprinkle with caster sugar. Bake it for 40 to 45 minutes until it's golden. Then take it out of the oven and let it sit for about 5 to 10 minutes. Sprinkle it with more sugar and serve while it's warm from the oven with whipped cream or ice cream or custard or whatever you want to serve it with. And that's how you make the ultimate apple pie. You can also have the apple pie cold as well. It is quite nice. Warm though, so I would go with that. But if you've got 4 people in your house, you can just have half and then have half the next night. And that brings this episode to a close. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy making apple pie this weekend, because why not? And I will see you next week. Until then, cheerio.